I can't wake up to save my life. Richard Thompson, a writer of great songs. I'm Rick, your host of the Up and Running Morning Show, and every Thursday I introduce you to somebody on the block, and the whole segment is called On the Block, and most of the folks that we meet are business leaders or community leaders, and we have a gentleman here from the Red Hook VFW Post 7765. John is with us. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
It's really great to have you here, and we are big supporters of veterans and, of course, the Red Hook VFW, which is right here in our home area. And are you a Red Hooker?
Yeah, I do. I moved here about 4 years ago, having retired from the military, and just love this community.
Where'd you live prior to Red Hook?
Well, all over. I grew up in Southern California, but we lived in, I don't know, Texas, Illinois, Missouri.
Was that through the military or just places you chose?
Prior was education. And then the military was Washington, California, Japan, Hawaii.
That's where you were stationed at different times?
That's correct.
Right, stationed in Hawaii. Stationed, that must have sucked.
And then deployed various places. Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Well, it's work, And thank you for your hard work that you put in for our safety and protection. We appreciate that. And now, the Red Hook VFW, tell me and the folks exactly where it is and what services you provide to the community.
Well, we the address is 30 Elizabeth Street, and it's on the corner of Elizabeth and Fisk. And we provide a lot of things. One of the things that we just upgraded is our medical closet. The Red Hook High School students built a lovely new thing. Because if you have had a surgery or a fall or something, you need crutches or a wheelchair or a walker or something in the shower to hold yourself up. We've people donate some of these things after they've used them. And then we just sign them out and to people that come, and we've got a lot of different equipment. And anybody that wants it, they sign out for it, and then we ask them to just bring it back.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and we're the only between here, the next one further south to get something like this is just north of Poughkeepsie. I can't think of the name right now, where President Roosevelt was from. Hyde Park.
Oh, there we go.
That's the closest place you got to go. So we provide an essential, and we got a essential service to the community, and we got a grant to build this building. So it's been, and it was just delivered a couple months ago, and thanks to the Red Hook High School
Students. That's really cool. I had a leg injury a little while back, and I had a walker, and I was like, well, I don't want to keep this thing hanging around. And unfortunately, I gave it to somebody who also had a leg injury there, but I didn't know what to do with it meanwhile. And, well, that's kind of cool. Do you accept donations?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we have, you know, a couple nights a week. We have our burger night on Tuesdays, and then a food night on Thursdays, which is constantly changing. We're going to add some things on Sundays.
How does it go at burger night? Do people come on down and support the burger night?
Yeah, they come down. I mean, Jody, our chef, is just amazing. She's he can get a vegetarian sample. You can get a smash burger. She changes. She makes different options. Last week was, I think they called it the Cowboy Burger. It had barbecue sauce and onion rings on it.
Wow. Was that the rodeo burger, maybe?
Rodeo burger. There we go. Yeah.
The pizza burger is
they've got all kinds of. Yeah. It's amazing. And it's a great thing if you're like, you don't have any plans. And it's a healthy burger. It's not a thin little thing you might get at a fast food joint. And then we have various meals throughout the day. We've got, in June, we have a thing for the community based on D-Day. We have a guest speaker coming in, and we'll have a catered meal there at early June, I think the first Saturday or Sunday of June, I think June 5th. And then we also have, we support veterans and veteran, we have a relief fund where we had a veteran who's back in the cold spell, his heater was going out, his boiler, and needed a new one. And we were able to coordinate with the veterans of Dutchess County, the Veterans Administration of Dutchess County. And between them and us, we were able to contribute $3,000 towards a new boiler for this family who's living on a fixed income, a Vietnam veteran, so they're, you know, in their 80s. And so we support, we provide scholarships to high school seniors and have writing contests for junior high and high school kids. And we give them a gift if they have write a good essay, send it up to the state. Mm. And a high school student, if they win the national, could win somewhere above $30,000.
Wow.
Between going here, our district, the state, and then off to the national. So a lot of ways of just trying to support you know, people who want to make the community a better place, and not our local community, but the community at large as well.
Now, John, why do you want to do this? Why is it important to you?
Well, to me, I mean, moving here, when my wife and I moved here and retired, we really wanted to do something that's community involvement. So the VFW's got a lot of people in there that really want to support the community. That, you know, these VFW are people, not just veterans, but people who've been in combat.
Yeah.
And so they've seen the worst that humanity can throw at each other.
That's really interesting.
And so they come back and they, you know, how can we build a community that, you know, obviously, you know, war might be a thing that has to happen from time to time, but it's certainly something we don't want to work toward.
Yeah.
So how do we build a community that can support each other, can be there for each other, and build a stronger, more just community? Mm. And so these are kinds of things that we want to inculcate in our youth. And I mean, that's why we have our Memorial Day parade every year, is to kind of talk about that. And we get so much support from various community people to show that, you know, we are a strong and united community, and anything we can do to support that. We're certainly not the only ones, but we want to be, you know, part of that nexus of people who want to make a place a better place.
And now, John, I know you do a lot of work for the VFW and the community in general. What do you like to do for yourself? What brings you happiness?
Well, I enjoy being with my wife of coming up on 44 years. And thank you, Penny. And being with friends, I have a grandson that lives across the river. Mm. We watch him a couple of days a week. That brings me a lot of joy.
How old?
He's coming up on 22 months.
Wow.
Little Levi. And I enjoy being with doing some of the work with the VFW people, and I enjoy woodworking.
Have you made a bunch of friends through the VFW and the work that you do for the community?
Yeah, I have. I've met some really great people from all kinds of backgrounds and thoughts and perspectives, and it just shows that, you know, diversity is a strength. I think in our day where diversity, you know, we kind of get into our little wind tunnels of people that just hear what we want to hear and say what we want to say. It's great to be able to hear, to challenge ourselves because it helps us make it. That's part of building a better community.
I think so, too. And discussing ideas and opinions is much more civil than fighting over them.
Correct.
So once you hear each other's sides, you can have a better understanding other than just being stubborn in your own view. So it's important to get together and be around people who can offer another perspective. And I appreciate it. And I'm glad that the VFW provides a space and a place for people to do that. That's cool.
Right. And understand that word you said, understanding, I think is the key, because we think agreement is what we were shooting for, and it's not. It's understanding. We don't have to agree. If we understand each other, we can be with each other and care for each other, even if we don't agree.
I think so. Just like, you know, if people are into sports, you're a Mets fan, I'm a Yankee fan. We may not agree on everything. We may have rivalries, but we still love each other at the end, you know.
Right.
We're going to get them this year. Oh, you guys suck. But, you know, you hear that all the time. But you don't get to a place where it's like, no, I'm right, you're wrong, the Mets are the best, that's it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
There's a lot of factors involved. But what the VFW can do for your community is something really special. And besides the burger night and the special food nights that you have, you're also throwing a ball.
That's correct. The last Saturday of this month, on April 25th, at the Red Hook Community Center, we are, you might see banners of it around town.
Yeah.
It's called the Civilian Military Ball. The reason we threw civilian in that is we want to make sure that it's not just for military, it's for everyone. And we've got a really great night planned. We're celebrating 80 years in the community.
All right.
1946. Wow. That was after, you know, the World War II veterans got together in late 45. Wow. And in 46, we're incorporated with the state and with the VFW, the National VFW. And, you know, it's a 80 years of supporting combat veterans and their families, being supported by and supporting the community, as we've talked about. Mm. And we've even gone a little farther this last year. We developed a new sort of outreach to the community. It's a new 501c3 called the Hudson River Patriots Alliance.
Oh, wow.
And it's basically there. So because it's not easy, you have to have been a combat veteran to be part of a VFW. Mm. But how can we reach other people who have that same desire to build a strong and good community? And so we started this Hudson River Patriots Alliance to reach out to anybody that wants to support it. And we're going to, we've got some initiatives to continue the outreach to the community. In fact, that new community closet for the medical closet was supported by a grant that was given to the Hudson River Patriots Alliance.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just another way for people to become part of a institution that wants to build a strong community. And so the our sort of two organizations are throwing this civilian military ball.
Yeah.
And you know, you can, if you want information on it, if you have a Facebook account, you just go to the Red Hook VFW Post 776 side Facebook page. There's a QR code as well as a link. But it's going to be a great night. I mean, we're supported again by the community. Like from 6 to 7, we're having a reception and silent auction. A lot of people from the community have donated things for our silent auction.
Oh,
and
cool.
We actually have a quintet from the high school coming,
nice.
Red Hook High School coming to play for
oh,
us
cool.
during that. And an amazing, it's an open bar with charcuterie from our amazing chef, Leslie.
Wow.
And then at 7 o'clock is when the dinner begins. And Adam Roche from the Dutchess County Veterans Administration is our guest speaker. We're going to be have some local support with a color guard. And we even are throwing this little thing. If you've been in the military, they have balls for inviting spouses and family, and then they have balls that are just for active duty. And the ones that are just for active duty have all kind of tongue-in-cheek, fun sort of chicanery that happens. And so we're going to have a portion of that so people can see what that fun, that thing that builds the esprit de corps of a warfighting community. And so that's going to be part of it. It's really, we've got a really good, we've got a, you know, our guest speaker and other speakers coming. And then afterwards, after that's over, we'll close the silent auction, and then after dessert and coffee is served, it's a great meal. We've got just an amazing spread for people, and then after that's the post dinner, post dessert sort of hangout party. We've got a DJ coming to play
cool.
music, and it all kind of wraps up around 10 o'clock.
Wow.
So it's a really great night and a lot of fun, and it supports us. And a lot of the funds that are being raised, we had to replace our roof because we've having solar put in. Our local sponsor, our local senator, Michelle Hinchey's secured a grant for us to get solar.
Oh, wow.
So as you imagine, power's not getting cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So this solar is going to help us pay for about 70% of our electric. And so the funds raised from this dinner are going to help offset the costs of the roof.
What's the price to get into the dinner?
It is $100. And any combat veterans that are local to Red Hook, if they want to come and can't afford that, we have some great sponsors that have contributed to... they gave us money and said, I can't be there, but I want to help those those that can't be there. And I mean, we've had just some amazing sponsors. I mean, many of you people know Todd Bayright. He's a huge chunk of money from us, you know, several thousand dollars to support Any veterans that want to come, and as well as just supporting, a good chunk of it was just to support the cause. He's been a great, great supporter of us. Our photographer, there's going to be a wonderful photographer roaming around. You can have pictures taken, Magnolia Lace, and they're donating over $1,000 of their fee just to support us. And, you know, there's just been, we've got, our open bar supported by Cooper's daughter, Hedda. Wow. And then the local, the Battenfelds are giving us all the flowers.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You know, it really, it really is, I think it shows what a strong community that we have here and how we all support each other.
Yeah. And we all like to party.
Yeah. Well, that's the good thing. I mean, the open bar is like, okay, be careful.
Well, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
We're talking with John from the Red Hook VFW Post 7765. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with more John in just a little bit. We're going to hear some music and so much more. Stay here at 98.1 KZE.
And built to last.
Hi.
Toyota. Let's go Place Association.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. This is On the Block. And we're talking with John from the Red Hook VFW. And they are on Elizabeth and Fisk Street. And they have a bunch of great events that go on. Now, the Burger Nights, the Food Nights, are they open to the public?
Yes, absolutely.
Hold on. We'll just try that again. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone can come in and
okay.
Yeah.
So enjoy. To be a member of the VFW, you have to have served the country.
Right. And not just be a veteran, but have been in, they have specific qualifications. Mm. You might have been in an area where you might receive imminent danger pay.
Wow.
Or hostile fire pay. And or you have something in your military record that shows that you were in a combat area. And I mean, they're delineated and recognized, and oftentimes there's some sort of medal that comes with it. Mm. But and then if you, we also have our auxiliary, which to be in the auxiliary, it's either a spouse or a sibling or a father or a grandfather or grandmother or mother have been served in those areas. So like if your grandfather is in World War II, you can come and be a member of the auxiliary. Huh. So it's a lot easier to be part of the auxiliary than it is to be the VFW, which is another reason why we started the Hudson River Patriots Alliance.
Gotcha.
It's because we've got a lot of people that have come in that said, how can I be a part of this? And we're like, So we thought, what can we do to expand the community? Because there's a lot of really great people that want to have similar values and similar goals.
Now, out of all the places you were deployed to, went to, been to, what's the universal message that you get?
I think when it all gets down to it, we're all connected. There's languages and cultures, and certain values might be distinct. I don't like saying separate us. Mm-hmm. I think they're distinct. And I think the message that I like to think about is that diversity is not something we want to avoid. If we, you look at nature, all the different kinds of trees and flowers and so on, all it does is paint the picture of beauty. Mm. And I think if we can look at humanity that way, and the people that I've seen in non-hostile and in hostile environments, we're not that different. And we are different, but ultimately, we have a lot more that connects us than separates us. And I think that if we can take that message and live it more fully in our lives, not just point the finger how others are not doing it, but live it more fully in our lives with each passing day, I think that's something that I try to live by.
Well, thank you for that little message, and thanks for being here. And I appreciate what you do for the community. We appreciate what you do for veterans in general, and thanks, and
keep up the good work.
Thank you. And one last thing, if you are interested in this, in either coming to or supporting the Civilian Military Ball on April 25th at the Red Hook Community Center, please go to our Facebook page, Red Hook Post, Red Hook VFW Post 7765, for the link or the QR code. Or if you want to stop by Holy Cow, there's a big banner there. Get some ice cream, take a shot of the screenshot of the QR code, and come and have some fun with us on the 25th.
It sounds like a great time with you. Wish you nothing but the best year and the best success. And
thank you.
Thanks for being here.
And thanks to WKZE for being such a great supporter.
All right. Well, we appreciate what you guys do. So thanks for coming. And we are with John from the Red Hook VFW Post 7765. They're at 30 Elizabeth Street in Red Hook. And their Facebook page is ready for you to peruse for all kinds of information and get tickets and be part of the Civilian Military Ball, which is going to be a great time on April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Red Hook Community Center. John, all the best to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
It's 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Hudson.